By some estimates, only 10 people on average read any given scientific article in an academic journal. If you've ever read one, you might know why. Pages and pages of academic jargon are written for academics. Our next guest says scientists need to do a better job of getting that info out to the public in a more accessible way. Esther Gumby is a postdoctoral fellow at Auburn University who's written about making science accessible. Esther, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
Well, we just mentioned the statistic, only about 10 people read a given academic article. Does that fit in with your experience in writing and reading scientific journal articles?
Yes, I would say most of the time, yes. A lot of us scientists, we actually, even amongst ourselves, we don't read a manuscript or a journal paper in its entirety. We take a look at the abstract and we go into the introduction, and if it's too long, we just like give up. Unless, you know, as a scientist too, some of the articles, we will read them to its entirety just because we have to cite them, we have to use them to form our next set of questions for our research work. So it really depends on what article and how engaging that writer or author is.
Now, that's for other scientists, but you're worried about the rest of us, the non-science audience. For somebody coming from the outside, coming into these journal articles, is it going to be hard for us to see what's going on?
Oh, definitely, yes. Definitely, yes. And that's a big problem that we, the scientists, have. And I believe that we are finally working on it, because we tend to write these articles using very technical language, language that you and I and any common person would not understand. And so if I'm just an ordinary person who wants to find out what's going on, and as soon as I get that abstract that's full of technical language, obviously you lose me. And once you lose me, then there's no way I'm going to read it. So yes, a lot of normal people and public don't eventually even read anything that's out there. And secondly, too, most of these articles that we publish are only accessible if you subscribe to them. And so that's something that we also, as scientists, need to go through. And most of them, you can only access them through the university networks. And of course, the regular person would not be able to access it.
So if the public isn't in touch with what scientists are doing, what's the problem? What do we lose if we're not having that communication?
First of all, we are not finally putting the science to use. And as a scientist, I know a lot of the questions that we are asking and all the research we are doing, the end point of it is to help tackle or solve some of today's problems. For example, food security issues, climate change. These are issues that we are addressing and our research is working very hard to do. And so if we are not eventually communicating to the public, we are losing that final impact of what we the scientists do. And we are finally losing that final impact of what science should do, because science should be the thing that's helping solve today's challenges. So that's what we scientists lose. We are not being out there, we are not actively solving, and we are not getting our research to the public, you know, to the policymakers who are also using all these results to translate them into policy and wider solutions that are able to affect a bigger population.
And you're hoping for a couple of solutions. One is to kind of change the incentives. Right now, if you're a scientist, especially at a university, you're expected to publish in these academic journals. What would you like to see change when it comes to what scientists are rewarded for doing?
So, and one of the bigger problems, actually, and why we scientists don't end up, you know, sharing our work, is actually the way we are rewarded in the universities. So you all know that it's all about publish or perish. So as a scientist, how I'm rewarded, especially with tenure system, I'll be rewarded just by the number of articles that are published. And once they're published, nobody really cares how impactful they were. And so I think if the university steps back and kind of applauds the scientists that take the science further, you know, if for instance, like right now, I do write opinion pieces, I do write commentaries on regular media outlets. So if at the end of the year, I'm able to say, hey, you know, apart from publishing one or two scientific papers, I was able to publish three or four opinion pieces, which ended up reaching, let's say, a million people. So that should also be used as a metric to judge me as a scientist. And I think that's something that universities need to really work on.
We're talking to Esther Gumby. She is a postdoctoral fellow at Auburn University. She says scientists need to do more to communicate to the public in ways that the public can understand. And Esther, what do you want to see from your colleagues in the science world? What do you want to see them try to do?
So first of all, I say I want to see scientists really taking their science to the public. And how do we do that? First of all, after we publish a scientific article, we ought to take it further and publish either an opinion piece or commentaries, or go to the media and break down our results into a language that people can understand, so that they know at the end of the day, these were the main points or main findings from my research. So we as the scientists need to really step up our game. For every article that we publish, we need to do two or three commentaries that the regular citizen can understand.
Esther, I can see scientists being worried about putting their work out in that way. I've definitely heard from scientists who are suspicious of the media. They've seen one media outlet or another maybe get their work wrong, or maybe less scrupulous people online misportray their work for various reasons. Is that something that you think might hold scientists back from doing this?
Yes, that's actually a big issue. But actually, the good news is that we have actually nowadays some media outlets that are really geared towards making sure that the scientist is happy with the entire article. The Conversation is one of a good outlet that actually is available for scientists and for really. And so what happens is a scientist says, this is my findings, and then they connect. The Conversation has editors that work with the scientist and they write the article, but the editor kind of just works with the scientist so that the article is really using language that the citizens can understand. However, the scientist is the end person who must approve. So they are technically, they must be happy with how the article is written. So yes, there are outlets that are finally, you know, getting it and saying yes. A lot of scientists don't want to publish their work because they're afraid that the results are going to be distorted, or the journalist is just going to put something that is not what the scientist meant to be. But yeah, with the Conversation, you actually work on your article and you make sure that you don't lose the meaning of your findings. So that's one way you can do that.
I can also see scientists saying, yeah, I've done my work. The data speaks for itself. I don't want to inject myself now into a political debate. That's for other people to take my work and see if it has political implications.
Yeah, but then at the end of the day, if you're passionate about your science, and say we spent sleepless nights working on this science, I think as a scientist, I want to see that, you know, finding of mine eventually being accepted out there. So yes, you know, some scientists may take that, yes, I've done my work, I've published it, now let everybody else take their work, you know, take my scientific findings, you know, above and beyond. But I think if you truly are in the science and you're there to see science impact today's challenges, then yes, I think that extra step, you can take that extra step. At the end of the day, yeah, then you're happy to know that your findings did not just go to a library, or they did not end up in just as one of those statistics of articles that were never read by anyone or didn't have impact. I think, you know, any passionate scientist would love to see their work finally end up translating into meaningful action, end up being appreciated by the person who is also funding our work. So yeah, I think, yeah, while they have a reason to say, yeah, I've done my work, but we need to take it further. And also, you know, right now with the debate and the, you know, public, let's say, you know, climate change, you've seen that people refusing to accept the fact. As a scientist, I sit back and I feel sad because I know that science that we've done clearly says so. And so, and I wonder what could I have done much more to make sure that people understand it and people actually appreciate the science. So.
And briefly, as we wrap up, Esther, are other people agreeing with you? Do you see more people in the science world wanting to have more clear communication with the public?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I mean, look at most of actually the professional organization, for instance, Entomological Society of America. We have like science communication workshops during our meetings. We also have science policy fellowships where we are training some of our students to be able to share their work publicly. And we have like, you know, AAS, you know, so all the professional science-based organizations are finally rising up and they're finally pushing out, pushing a lot of science communication. We have the, for example, the Proceedings of the National Academy of Science. They also pushed out a report where they're clearly saying to scientists, hey, we can do more. Let's be our own communicators of our own science. Let's push our work out to the public. So yes, we have, and even the universities too, they are clearly pushing our science outside. We have, you know, the departments are working with, for example, the journalists or journalists, you know, the deans have people who work on communication, and every time a good scientific article is out, then a story is written about it. So universities are changing, professional societies are changing, and scientific, you know, all the scientists are finally saying, hey, let's do more. What can we do more? So I see that change.
Esther, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
That was Esther Gumby. She's a postdoctoral fellow at Auburn University. She joined us to talk about how scientists are changing the way they write about their work and trying to make it more accessible to the public.